in Hollywood, in California, that they have a necklace which is worth $1 million, and they never wear it. They have a $20,000 imitation. They wear this one. The original is in the bank. So what's the use of having that stuff? Gold, yes, it's interesting, it's nice, and I love it because I could work with it. But when you have a gold stuff, you lock it away. Think about the practicality and the value system. This normal fake value system is not valid. You should think about it. Here we say, listen, I get something. I got something which is fake, and I'm happy, because I'm not going to hang it here forever. I know it's fake, so I put it aside. So, yes?
Since its baseness has been revealed earlier, I will step back from it very quickly. Mm-hmm. When your friend displays enmity, the itch of his hatred and jealousy shoots forth.
This is what it is. When one of your friends becomes your enemy, first of all, something is happening over there. Either is greed or jealousy or something in him that now is open. Yes.
Do not bewail his aversion. Do not make yourself a fool and ignoramus. No, thank God and give bread that you have not become old in his sight.
Have you ever done that? When something bad happens, somebody is tricky, and you let go of him, don't feel sad. Feel happy that I'm not going to be bothered again with this fellow. Now I realize that it's not worth it, so I cut it off. Yes?
You have quickly come out of his sack to seek the true eternal friend, the delectable friend whose friendship's cord becomes threefold after your death. That friend, in truth, may be the Sultan, an exalted king, or he may be one accepted of the Sultan and one who intercedes. You are delivered from the false coiner and hypocrisy and fraud. You have seen his tumor plainly before death. If you understood this injustice shown towards you by the people in the world, it is a hidden treasure of gold.
Oh, mm-hmm. what a real point. That if you understand this point I'm making, then when the people are not good to you, you will be happy. You will understand it. When you are looking for all these people, buyer, and you're want everyone to appreciate you and blah, 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 all of that. So you are facing a fake marketing order. The real one, the worthy one, is different, is this. Yes?
The people are made to be thus evil-natured towards you, that your face may inevitably be turned yonder.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people around you are tricking and doing bad stuff, and you think, what is it bad to be bothered by this? Oh, they are helping you. All of them are pushing you that don't look at us. We are not the good fellows. Find a good fellow. So you should be even thankful there. Yes.
Know this for sure, that in the end, all of them will become adversaries and foes and rebels. You will be left in the tomb, lamenting and beseeching the one, do not leave me alone. O you whose harshness is better than the trough of the faithful, the honey of the faithful is also from your bounty. Listen to your own reason, O possessor of a granary, and commit your wheat to the earth of Allah, that it may be safe from thieves and weevils. Kill the devil with the wood fritter, a as quickly as possible.
Okay, now this time for you is not that interesting because agriculture is not around anymore that much to see. But here you say, listen, whatever you have, should give it to this earth because it will grow up. Whatever good is in you should come out in here to grow because you got it from here. Where did you got it from? You know what's the trick? Your fear of poverty. Later on we'll see what is the problem of phagrophena, right? Here we say, oh, father, poverty. You are afraid of it. You don't get it, really. Yes.
For he is always frightening you with poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Make him your prey like a partridge or a valiant hawk. It would be a shame for the falcon of the mighty and fortunate sultan to be made a prey by the partridge. He gave many injunctions and sowed the seed of exhortation, as their soil was nitrous, but it was of no avail.
Oh, this is the sad part of it, and he will explain it. The sad part is that the good saying comes out, but you are not necessarily listening. This good man is trying to explain all of this to his children, but they are not listening. They are greedy and they think about how much do I get. Yes.
Although the admonisher has 100 appeals, counsel demands a retentive ear.
Mm-hmm. That's why we didn't have a special class for book zero. Yearning is something that you should have then be taught, right? Here you say, listen, this is it. If the listener doesn't let the message to go in, the message doesn't go in. Yes.
You counsel him with 100 courtesies, and he turns aside from your counsel. Mm-hmm. A single person who obstinately refuses to listen will baffle 100 speakers. Who should be more persuasive in counseling and sweeter tongue than the prophets, whose words made an impression on stones? The bonds of the ill-fated were not being loosened by that whereby mountain and stone were moved. Such hearts as had egoism were described, nay, harder.
You remember what is he talking about? He's talking about the prophet who could talk to the mountain and could talk to the stone, and they will answer him. But the people don't. This is the trick. So what? Is he trying to blame you and punish you? He's trying to make something clear for you to understand that, listen, if you don't attract the goodness, you will not hear it. Everybody will say it. The desire should start in you. You should understand that I have to learn. And whatever I have, I could give. Because I got it from here. And in a rich environment, it's easier to be happy. And the stuff like that, that needs more explanation, I believe. توتی در آینه میبیند او عکس خود را پیش او آورده رو در پس آینان استانهان حرف میگوید ادیب خوش زبان توتی یک پنداشته کین گفته پس گفتن توتی است که در آینه است پس ز جنس خیش آموزد سخن بی خبر از مکران گرگ کهن از پس آینه می آموزدش ورنه ناموزد جز از جنس خودش گفت را آموخت زان مرد هنر لیک از معنی و سرش بی خبر از بشر فکرف منطق یک به یک از بشر جز این چه داند توتیک همچنان در آینه جسم ولی خیش را بیند مرید ممتلی از پس آینه عقل کل را کی ببیند وقت گفت ماجرا، او گمان دارد که میگوید بشر، وان دیگر سر است و او زان بی خبر. حرف آموزد ولی سر قدیم، او نداند توتی است و نی ندیم. هم سفیر مرغ آموزند خلق، که این سخن کار دهان افتاد و حلق. لیک از معنی مرغان بی خبر، جز سلیمان گرامی خوش نظر. حرف درویشان بسی آموختند، منبر و محفل بدان افروختند. یا به جز آن حرفشان روزی نبود، یا در آخر رحمت آمد رهنمود. آن یکی می دید خوابم در چله، در رهی ماده سگی بود حامله. ناگهان آواز سگ بچگان شنید، سگ بچه اندر شکم بود ناپدید. بس عجب آمد برا آن بانگ ها، سگ بچه اندر شکم چون زد ندا. سگ بچه اندر شکم ناله کنان، هیچ کس دیده است این اندر جهان. چون بجست از واقعه آمد به خویش، حیرت او دم به دم میگشت بیش. در چله کس نه که گردد عقده حل، جز که درگاه خدا عز و جل. گفت یا رب زین شکار و گفتگو، در چله واماندم از ذکر تو. پر من بکشای تا پران شوم، در حدیقه ذکر و سیبستان شوم. آمدش آواز عاطف در زمان، کان مثالی دان زلاف جاهلان. که از حجاب و پرده بیرون نامده، چشم بسته بیهوده گویان شده. بانگ سگ اندر شکم باشد زیان، نه شکارانگیز و نه شب پاسبان. گرگ نادیده که من او بود، دزد نادیده که دفع او شود. از حریصی و از هوای سروری، در نظر کند و بلافیدی جری. از هوای مشتری و گرمدار، بی بصیرت پا نهاده در فشار. ماه نادیده نشانها می دهد، روستایی را بدان کج می نهد. از برای مشتری در وسط ما، صد نشان نادیده گوید بهر جا. مشتری کل سود دارد، خود یکیست، لیک ایشان را در اون ریب و شکست. از هوای مشتری بیشکوه، مشتری را باد دادند این گروه. مشتری ماست الله اشترا، از غم هر مشتری این برترا. مشتری جو که جویان تو است، عالم آغاز و پایان تو است. این مکش هر مشتری را تو بدست، عشق بازی دا با دو معشوقه بد است. زو نیابی سود و مایه گر خرد، نبودش خود قیمت عقل و خرد. نیست او را خود بهای نیم نعل، تو برو عرضه کنی یاقوت و لعل. حرص کورت کرد و محرومت کند، دیو همچون خویش مرجومت کند. همچنان که اصحاب فیل و قوم لوط، کردشان مرجوم چون خود آن سخوت. مشتری را صابران دریافتند، چون سوی هر مشتری نشتافتند. آن که گردانید روزان مشتری، بخت و اقبال و بقا شد زوبری. ماند حسرت بر حریصان تا ابد، همچه حال اهل زربان در حسد. بود مردی صالحی ربانی، عقل کامل داشت و پایان دانی. در ده زربان به نزدیک یمن، شهرم در صدقه و خلق حسن. کعبه درویش بودی کوی او، آمدندی مستمندان سوی او. همز خوشه عشر دادی بیریا، همز گندم چون شدی از که جدا. آرد گشتی عشر دادی هم از آن، نان شدی عشر دیگر دادی زمان. عشر هر دخلی فرو نگذاشتی، چهار باره دادی زانچه کاشتی. بس وصیت ها بگفتی هر زمان، جمع فرزندان خود را آن جوان. الله الله، قسم مسکین بعد من، با مگیریدش زهر سخیشتن. تا بماند بر شما کشت و ثمار، در پناه طاعت حق پایدار. در ها و میوه ها جمله ز غیب، حق فرستاده از بی تخمین و ریب. در محل دخل اگر خرجی کنی، در گه سود از سودی ورزنی. ترک اغلب دخل را در کشت زار، باز کارد که وی از سمار. بیشتر کارد و خورد زان اندکی که ندارد در بروید.